The oldest and largest continually run black rodeo in the U.S. takes place each year in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. The Roy LeBlanc Okmulgee Invitational Rodeo draws competitors from across the country. This year, hundreds of attendees watched events such as the Mutton Busting Competition, where kids ride sheep, the Pony Express, a relay race on horseback, and the Ladies Steer Undecorating, where horseback riders tear tape or ribbon off a steer. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope was at the Invitational and brought back this audio postcard.
So we're going to bring in the Shakota Rough Rider Rodeo fans. We're going to kick off 69 years of Okmulgee Roy LeBlanc Invitational Rodeo.
My name is Kenneth LeBlanc, and I am the coordinator for the Okmulgee Roy LeBlanc Invitational Rodeo. My dad and my grandfather and about 22 other guys, they started the Okmulgee County Roundup Club in 1956. And the reason why they started it is because they used to have a white rodeo here, and my dad was a calf roper, and he was made to participate after rodeo. And then where they had the rodeo at, they had a section sectioned off, and it said colored section, and that's where they want all the black people to sit. You know, and my grandfather, he kind of got offended by that because he felt like he should be able to sit down and watch the rodeo wherever he wanted to. And after that, that's when they got together and formed the Okmulgee County Roundup Club. Everything is special about this rodeo to me because my brother's involved in it and all my family's involved in it.
Well, we got the next cowboy right here is Carter Henderson. He said, I'm 8. He got one that's gonna go. You better hold on, Carter.
Carter Henderson, I was in a mud busting rodeo. This is my first time, really.
Come on, Okmulgee, hold him out.
Well, he's off, he's safe.
I told my daddy at the Black Rodeo in Texarkana, please let me do mud busting. They couldn't sign me up. So I did this one. My daddy said, let's do it in Foreman. I said, no, I want to go to the big main event. I like when you say celebrate stuff.
All right, guys, can you hear me out there? You know what time it is, right?
Man, we've been doing this event probably 10 plus years. I'm Aaron Foster. The name of our team is the A-State Regulators out of Arkansas, and we compete in the Pony Express. Now, we didn't kind of grow up doing it, but we just picked it up along the way. We always been cowboys. It's competitive, it's, you know, all or nothing. When you hit that dirt, it's a different feeling, you know, so we love it. The Okmulgee Rodeo, this is it. This is what we practice for all year. This the big one right here. The most important part is there are black cowboys, and we do this, you know, we do this too. We was the first cowboys, so, I mean, it's competing out there is just, it's something about it. It's like history.
My name is Cheyenne Williams. I'm 19 years old from Houston, Texas, and I'll be competing in the Ladies Stand Decorating. The Ladies Stand Decorating is a tape on the steer. We have the stand decorator, and then on the right side, we have the hazer. The Ladies Stand Decorating, we ride on side of the steer and get the tape and raise it in the air. Well, I've been rodeoing all my life. It's in my bloodline. My mother, she also does Ladies Stand Decorating, and she runs barrels also. My dad, he's a calf roper. My grandpa, he was a steer wrestler, a bronc rider, a bull rider, a calf roper. And my brothers, they rope calves. I love the history of the event. This rodeo is special because it's been going on for years, and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Thank you for coming to the parade, as well as two nights at the rodeo.
This audio postcard was produced by Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope.